it in Hull. Imagine the feelings of inland taxpayers confronted with that bill. Instead, the official policy is one of managed retreat, defending settlements and vital ecosystems wherever feasible, but allowing the sea in elsewhere to form new natural salt marsh, the best absorbent buffer against tidal surges. We have a boat on the Norfolk Broads and spend a lot of time in what's likely to be the front line of tidal flooding as the warming sea rises. The whole area may become salt marsh, and human communities and freshwater ecosystems will have to be given room to migrate westwards. The irony is that the Broads were themselves the creations of climate change. They began as medieval open-cast peat mines and were then flooded by an unexpected rise in sea level and decades of torrential rain in the 13th century. But the locals adapted to their new swampland habitat. They designed special shoes called ports for walking in marshland. They built houses on stilts. 500 years later, with the Broads now a national park and one of the most spectacular wild landscapes in Britain, that ancient accommodation continues. Riverside villages are full of self-built wooden cabins. The first stilt houses are reappearing. Solar-powered boats glide about the water, and already household rubbish is collected by bin barges. Our national uncertainty about what the weather is going to do often prevents us from making this kind of commitment. We build the wrong kind of houses in flood-prone areas, or no houses at all. Why not create buildings to coexist with water? Venice and Amsterdam seem to have made quite a good job of it. It could be the first step in learning to live with nature and climate change, as well as doing our feeble best to slow it down. Coming home in our boat on autumn evenings, we sometimes see a strange and beautiful metaphor for this. A harg, a sea mist, that constant symbol of ambivalence, which blows back and forth across the coastal boundary between ocean and broad, so that churches and windmills are continuously appearing and disappearing, and we scarcely know if we are at sea or inland. Meanwhile, we will all doubtless continue with our tragicomic street theatre of daily coping. Parishioners will rope themselves to favourite trees to try and keep them upright in gales. Policemen will improvise giant snowballs to stop off slip roads on iced-up motorways. Crowds at sporting events will sing to frighten away increasingly torrential downpours. And all the while, waving and drowning, we will say to each other, "It's turned out nice again."
The essay was presented by Richard Mabey and produced in Bristol by Tim Dee. All this week's essays are available to download from the Radio 3 website. Now, World on 3 with Lopa Gotari.
I'm wallahi alamu gana da ban de mon degen mon shidiga wallahi gana da ban de mon degen mon shidiga wallahi gana da ban de mon degen mon shidiga wallahi gana da ban de mon degen mon shidiga wallahi gana da ban gana da ban gana da ban de mon degen
Nariya, track one from a recent release called Punky Halal to start the programme tonight. It's the fourth album from Les Bukakes, a band where the West really does meet the East, where Gnawa grooves and rye rock slam head-on into Mediterranean electro-punk. Based in France, they're a pretty good reflection of the country's cultural diversity. And the album, energetic and enjoyable. Hello and welcome, I'm Lopa Kotari and this is World on Three. Tonight, I've got music from some real heavyweights of the industry, from Salif Keita to Vinicio Capossela. There are some interesting explorations and collaborations, a generous helping of gypsy music à la mode. And my guest in session is Baseku Kouyaté and Ngoni Ba, a man for whom the current situation in Mali is drawing him in reluctantly into the politics, as you will hear later in the programme. Now for a bit of Afrobeat meets Brazil. It can be a pretty risky thing to take an iconic style of music, especially one like Afrobeat, and put your own interpretation on it. And there's no doubt that the group of jazz and folk musicians based in Sao Paulo, who go by the name of Afro Electro, are brave. It took me a few listens of the album to stop judging and to start listening. And what I heard, third or perhaps it was the fourth time round, was indeed quite pleasing. So have a listen to this, Padinho, Afrobeat with more than a hint of Brazilian roots. And if you need to hear it more than once, you can, of course, listen again on the iPlayer.
Pode ir no altar.
El alma y el cuerpo, body and soul. Electro-tropical with a hint of Pernambuco from Colombia's Bomba Estéreo and the sweet-voiced Liliana Somme. Bomba Estéreo are going to be touring the UK in the spring, so keep a lookout for the dates. Their album Elegancia Tropical came out this week on Soundway Records. Just a couple more tracks before we hear from Baseko Kouyaté, my guest tonight. This is what I call the Raymond Chandler soundtrack. The album's actually called Crime Story Tapes, and it tells tales of the seedy, smoke-filled side of 1940s New York. Mardi Gras Brass Band, led by Doc Vence, is a band that tells tales and spins a good yarn. This one is Bumblebee, a bit of light-hearted swing to relate the modus operandi of the local drug dealer.
Sound bouncing round in the dark, he flitters like a spark, and you could never catch Bumblebee on that edge. He will satisfy your every need, selling speed, selling weed. He will bring you everything you need. Around the board.
scotch, it will lie on your porch. Bumblebee, they call him Bumblebee, 'cause he is quick and loud, soft and sound, bouncing round.
Things so evil, so fantastic, so degrading.
Yalla from the mighty Salif Keita. He's brought out what he calls a dance album. Now, I'm not sure that it all hangs together, but I never tire of his voice. The album's called Tale and has a whole host of top-notch guests on it, from Cameroon's Manu Dibango to rising American star Esmeralda Spalding. If you didn't get to see Salif Keita at Celtic Connections last week, you can catch him at the Royal Festival Hall in London this Wednesday, the 13th of February. And so to a man of the blues from Mali, Baseku Kouyaté and Ngoni Ba. And here they are with a song called Djamako. Jamako, a song with a real driving, almost insistent rhythm from Baseku Kuyati and Ngoni Ba, a man of the blues from Mali, one of Africa's music heartlands. Baseku, it's a real pleasure to have you here in the studio.
Yeah, thank you.
And joining us also here at the table is Wilfred Willey, who's the president of the Malian Community Council and a very key member of that community here in the UK. And Wilfred's French and Bambara and English is probably in all three much better than mine. That song we heard there, Jamako, is, I believe, a plea to the people of Mali, to the country of Mali, to get back to the tolerance that it had in the past.
C'est ça. Parce que Jamako, quand on dit Jamako, ça veut dire beaucoup de monde.
It talks about the gathering of the people, and that's something that happens in celebrations, during celebrations, christening parties, wedding parties, whether you are poor, rich, whichever religion you belong to or your ethnic background. So Jamako is something that forms part of the whole Malian culture. And wherever we have celebrations, we want to be together and to sort of enjoy the moment together.
A very pertinent song then to what's going on in Mali at the moment. Baseku, how worried are you for the future of your country?
Vraiment, vraiment, ça me préoccupe beaucoup. L'autre jour, moi, j'étais à la télé, à l'ORTM. J'ai dit, les Maliens, nous sommes des Maliens.
I was recently speaking on Malian National TV, ORTM, and one of the things I told my fellow Malians was that every great country has had to go through what we are going through now, maybe to a different scale. But what they did was to sit down and talk among themselves and to find out what went wrong and find a solution by dialogue, talking to each other. That's what we need in Mali. We need to call on the experience of even the former presidents. We have people who are still alive from the Independence Day, from the regime of Modibo Keita. We have people, you know, Moussa Traoré, the former president, Alpha Omar Konare, ATT, Amadou Toumani Touré. We have to call on every citizen to make sure what Mali is going through now, we can find a solution, but a concerted one. Whatever political party or allegiance you have to leave all your personal interests on aside and just think about Mali, what we can do to come get out of this situation. That's what I said on the telly, and many people called me to congratulate me, to say, what you've said is the complete truth.
With the Islamist extremists who are in the north of the country, one of the key intolerances, so to speak, that they have is that of the role that music plays in religion. In other words, that it has no place. And music is a huge part of the fabric of Mali. So as a musician, you're forced to be political.
Bon, si ça n'est pas mieux, voilà, Allah dit son nom, Tamamouna. Allah yere, Allah kira, Allah dit nanani, Allah dit nanani.
In my opinion, these people are not Muslim. Because if you look at the history of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad himself called on musicians to come and play at home for his wife. And it's through, again, the Prophet Muhammad that we all found out about Islam. He's the one who started it all up. We all inspire ourselves from the way he lived, etc. So these people, when they come and say the music and religion do not mix, maybe they have a different interpretation of the Islamic scriptures. And also, when they ban music, that means they want to destroy our country, because the fabric of Malian culture, of Mali itself, is its culture. But the core of the Malian culture is then the music. So by eliminating music out of the picture, they're killing Mali.
Baseku, tell me about this next song you're going to perform, Sinali. Tell me something about it.
Well, Sinali, c'est la même chose ce que se passe maintenant. Parce que Allah dit sur Martal.
The song Sinali is a reminder of what is happening now, a reminder to tell people that it hasn't started now. This started years, over 100 years ago, when Alhaj Oumar Tall left Fouta Toro in Senegal and invaded Mali and tried to Islamize Mali. He found that there were Muslims already present in Mali, so he fought his way all the way to Bajangara, and that area, the main city, the main region was called Massina, and he found the reigning king at the time was Amadou Amadou. So he asked the people of Massina to hand over these infidel, and they said, no, we cannot do that. Islam teaches us to explain the religion to the unbeliever, to the person who doesn't believe, not to force him or her to join the religion, because otherwise they will convert but not believe. So Islam is about believing in God. If you don't believe, it's no use. If you force someone to join the religion, then you're not converting them properly. They will never be a proper Muslim. So it's a teaching. So these, for me, are not true Muslims, because they want primarily two things. They want the power and money, and they will do anything to obtain those two.
So Sinali, an old song, but one that has great relevance to today. Sinali, an old song as pertinent today as it was 100 years ago. More from Baseko Kuyate and Goniba in about 20 minutes' time. Goran Bregovic has become more discerning. His last album was called Alcohol, Slivovic and Champagne. For this one, the sequel, he's got rid of the plum brandy and gone just for the bubbly. In fact, it's called Champagne for Gypsies. Now, Bregovic says that the last album was for dancing to. This one is for dimming the lights and letting the music wash over you. Now, it is more laid back than his usual offerings, but when has Bregovic ever made music that doesn't make your feet itch with excitement and your body want to gyrate to the groove? So here he is with a classic Balkan number, Opa Tsupa, helped along by Romanian singer Florin Salam. Dim the lights? I don't think so.
Opa! Opa Tsupa! Opa Tsupa! Opa Tsupa! Yo!
A reworking of Balkan reggae from the punk upstarts of the Balkans, Mahalla Raibanda. Balkan reggae was a track on their last album, Ghetto Blasters. And seeing how popular it was in the clubs, the band let some of the DJ dubmasters work their magic on it. That version was done by fellow Eastern Europeans La Sherga, featuring their new frontwoman, Adisa Zvekic. A trio now of new, old and swing. First the new. Some languorous Belgian indie folk music from Balthazar. They are Ginty Duprez and Martin Delvedere, who met as teenagers when they were competing for the same busking spots and loose change. Putting their talents together has worked out quite well for them, and Rats is their second album. This is easy listening, sweet melodies and gentle harmonies. Listen up.
there's no one you said that can get in your head, but I can see the night which you would. You transform every note and join in with the quote, but no line is the one that will clear your throat. Hold your side before I get time of your ways to turn a blind eye. Hold your side before I get time of your ways to turn a blind eye. Thank you.
to be the way you like, or you don't want it. Can't you see? You'll never know if you don't try.
If you don't try.
My eyes are drawn toward the sky. I must believe this time will surely be the last time. Take my brain and sell it to the night. It has to be,
it has to be
the way you want.
The multi-instrumentalist, Israeli-born Londoner Kobi Israelite, and a bit of gypsy swing. The catchy titled Why Don't You Take My Brain and Sell It to the Night, sung by fellow Londoner Anik on Kobi's new album Blues from Elsewhere, out on Asphalt Tango. Before that was a bit of Pop Sunda, Indonesian pop music from the western part of Java, gamelans and kitsch pop synths without too much cheese. I heard it on the Songlines Top of the World CD that came out in last month's magazine, and it was one of five tracks chosen by a veritable giant of world music, Joe Boyd. The singer on that track was Detti Kurnia, and the song Sorban Palid came from her album Dari Sunda that Riverboat Records released in the UK in 1995. At the top of that trio was Balthazar, the Belgian duo. If you liked their gentle harmonies, they've got a few gigs here this week. They're going to be in Edinburgh tomorrow, Saturday, followed by Dublin, Liverpool and Portsmouth, ending up at the Scala in London on the 14th. You're listening to BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. My guest tonight is Maseko Kouyaté, a master of the Ngoni from one of Africa's music heartlands, Mali. Aided by the language skills of Wilfred Willey, president of the Malian Community Council here in London, Maseko has been talking to me about the political situation in Mali. But before we continue our conversation, here's another song from Maseko and his band. It's called Mustafa, and it's a song written for Maseko by his son, Mustafa.
Thank you.
Never has there been such a gathering of Ngonis in the Maidevale studios before. That song was Mustafa, a song of praise for the Ngoni master and the father of the Kouyaté family, Baseku here. Tell me something. We've been talking politics and music. Let's leave that behind for now. Tell me something about yourself. Did you always learn the Ngoni? Was it always part of your life?
Bien sûr. Depuis à l'âge de 11 ans, 9 à 11
ans. So, yes, I've almost always played Ngoni. I started off at the age of 9 playing with my father. He taught me how to play. He himself learned from his father. The Ngoni is a traditional instrument that is in our family. In fact, it existed in Mali before the birth of Jesus Christ. So it goes very, very a long time back in history. And I set up to make it an internationally recognized instrument because I think people deserve to listen to good music, and Ngoni music is excellent music. So I didn't want it to just remain within the family circle or just keep it within our tradition. It's a traditional instrument, yes, and it's an instrument of the griot who sung for kings, rich patrons, and warriors, head of states, etc. But I wanted to make sure that the world find out about the Ngoni and its beautiful music.
Baseku, this latest album of yours, Jamako, it's the third solo album that you've done, the first being Segu Blue and then the Grammy-nominated I Speak Fula. But Jamako seems to have a very different attitude to it. The first two were quite traditional, quite rural in many ways.
Quand j'étais au studio pour Arrêterai aussi, j'ai entendu les premiers jours même.
The making of this album was very stressful. A lot of responsibility lied on my shoulders. To make Jamako, this producer came from Canada. There were also British journalists and a photographer from Germany. They were all under my responsibility. But unfortunately, on the very first day of recording, the military coup took place, and there were gunshots that we could hear everywhere, and everyone was panicking. I was stressed out of my head. I really didn't know what to do. People were running, you know, everywhere. The photographer even panicked and left and fled, went to seek refuge in a nearby the Hotel de l'Amitié in Bamako, and called us, come and fetch me. I can see military all of, you know, outside everywhere. They're, you know, they are heavily armed, there are gunshots. So I was myself very concerned and scared because all these people came specifically to help me make this album. So we made it. I had a lot in my head. I was stressed. The music was in my head. These guys' safety was my concern. So a lot of responsibilities on my shoulders.
So really, regardless of whether you consider yourself political or not, this album was born out of a real political moment in your country's history. Baseku, tell me about this final song we're going to hear from you, Djonkoloni.
Bon, Djonkoloni, c'est la même chose. Djonkoloni, c'est un village.
Djonkoloni, like village, most griot songs, was created because of an event. The event was took place in this village called Djonkoloni. And in this village, the king was warned that a black cat would announce a bad thing in the village, his kingdom. And one day, his griot was going to the king's palace to sing his praise, as usual. And when he was passing near these wells, he heard a cat's sound. So he looked down and saw a black cat. And knowing the warning I was given, he decided to go and tell the king. But when he reached the palace, he found that the king was busy with his young wife. So he didn't want to disturb the king. So he then went over to the window and took out his Ngoni and sung the song Djonkoloni. And the king heard the song and came out running. And quand what did you say? He asked the griot. The griot said, well, whatever I sung is what I said. So they all rushed to where the cat was supposed to have been left. So the king saw it and went back with his warriors. That's how the song came about.
Baseku, thank you very much for sharing with us your passion for your country and your passion for your music.
Thank you so much.
Merci.
Wilfred, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Seguni fora bela dugu ni jijeni jiri jara jiri ba jara sangun jara ayoita
namu
soyo 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 soyo
nam namu
Sunawa, diri darabe sunawa.
Nam.
Amma zebedin kanama zebedin mini kanini.
Amma ma zebedin.
Namu.
Ni chau fere nyu azo na doba mini mesa.
Sigatou.
Baba de ko.
Ah.
Ko seku mabi ma ko se nga ma si se uta vale de.
Ai wa namu.
Che fa che che de ba fa mu ta fa vi.
Ah.
Je u de grini.
Ai wa namu.
Ye jo fere nyu azo na do babi ni mesa.
Sigatou la.
So yo.
Namu.
Amma berede kana ma berede nini kanini
ambe ma berede ni
namu
ni boy wola kwa na keda manja mo tekelenye
ah
ayi mo tekelenye
sigatola
ojanata
Gaba go be jongoloni, bilin tingolon to be jongoloni. Gaba go be jongoloni, faka sama be jongoloni. Gaba go be jongoloni, gaba kumlem be jongoloni. Gaba go be jongolo sa fine belle kuru be jongoloni. Samatula sama kele be jongoloni Kabako be jongoloni Jongoloni choba be jongoloni Kabako be jongoloni Jack Mafima be jongoloni Kabako be jongoloni Jean Fankola be jongoloni Chekala tu kono mishibane mishibane de fulabame Chekala tu kono mishibane mishibane de fulabame
Beware of your enemies and get ready. An old song called Jongoloni from Baseku Kuyatin and Nguni Ba. Details of the session and all of the songs played tonight can be found on the Radio 3 website at bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. Here's another song now from Goran Bregovic's Champagne for Gypsies. Irish traveller Selena O'Leary lends her wistful voice to On a Leash. Bregovic might think that this album is music that you can let wash over you while sipping champagne, and by all means, pour yourself a glass. But I challenge you not to want to dance to it.
Baby, you got me on a leash, holding it so tight I cannot breathe. Ooh, you can say you're on your way, 'cause I've been eating that since yesterday, when you just pull the plug on me. So that aces up your sleeve, fall back onto my
Mar de feijão d'água, nita que tinha o chancante escoladeira. Bem frango mar de feijão d'água, nita que tinha o chancante escoladeira. Mal criado ronca na rocha, borola na areia. Mar de chão, bem canta escoladeira. Mal criado ronca na rocha, borola na areia. Maço de chão, bem canta a escoladeira. Omar, passa na rua Fernanda, bota flam de dia, mas saudade está matando. Omar, passa na rua Fernanda, bota flam de dia, mas saudade está matando. Bem frango mar de feijão d'água, dita que tinha o chão canta escoladeira. Bem frango mar de feijão d'água, dita que tinha o chão canta escoladeira. Mal criado ronca na rocha, borola na areia. Dixen canta escoladeira pa manai. Omar, passa na rua Fernanda, buflam djeje, mas saudade está matando. Omar, passa na rua Fernanda, bota flam djeje, mas saudade está matando. Mal criado ronca na rocha, borola na areia. Maço de chão, bem canta escoladeira. Mal criado ronca na rocha, borola na areia. Maço de chão, bem canta escoladeira. Mal criado ronca na rocha, borola na areia. Dixen canta biscoladeira pa manai. Malcriado ronca na rocha, borola na areia. Dixen canta biscoladeira pa manai. Malcriado ronca na rocha, borola na areia.
The unmistakable sound of Cape Verde, brought to you by one of its veterans, Zé Luis. Serenata is his first album to be released outside of his country. And as you can probably figure out from the title, it's an album of serenades and romance. And that song was Mar de Feijão d'Água. Enough of the soporific tones and romance. Time to get back to some rock. Rashid Taha has a new album out called Zoom. It was produced by Justin Adams, and in it, Justin manages to keep the craziness that we associate with Taha whilst adding a bit more melody at the same time. It's due out on Ras Records in March, and this track is Fakir, a good example, I think, of the crazy and the melodic.
ايه اول اشي لازم نمتلكوا هي المبادرة اسمعين فنستقرص تدار تناديها محاضرة احنا بمصارة اللي من زمان ثبتونا فيها بينادوها مامرة وعدم وعلي خليها اعرفكم انا بس انا من بلد اسمها اللي فيها اللي بوتها ما بدفع التمن فيها اللي بهدلل ناس اللي عملوا غلطوا بنوا عارضهم وكل اللي بيصير بس عشانهم لوحدهم غير واقف على موقف اللي شرف ودير العقول ويبدأ فهم انه القوة بالمجمع ولا مرة بالمفرد وعادة اذا فكرنا هيك احنا بمفرد عن الكل والغلط انه فكرنا بالكل بس هذا الغلط لأنه صح ولازم ودوم ولما قلنا ايدي بايد ما كانش قصنا اصبع ولا تاخد لازم تطلب والقوة بالمجمع
مع انه حرفنا خجولة ومش لابس حرير عرس برا طرحة دورها للتجميل
همسي تكون كل ما ضل بسكوت دن الشعب بتفوت بس لو تصرخ لا بغرقها في بحر الحق اسمع بقدر افهم كل عيوني اللي من حزن تدمع بس ما بفهم اللي ما يمسح عيونه تايه يسأل على اليابسة هو قاعد يجدف في دموعه ايش بيصير هنا مال الكل يطلع علينا يمكن عشان احنا اللي فاتحين جرينا يا زلم المرة هديك مظاهرة ضد هدم بيوت كان فيها 100 واحد 90 منهم يهود اذا اليوم بتوقف تطلع كيف قاعدين بيهجروا جارك بكره 4 دارك جارك زيك واقف تطلع مكانك السلسلة طويلة بس الها اخر سقوط للقدرة العاجزة شايفة عارفة بس خايفة يصرعوا فينا ساكنة تفلط بس الفكنة وش بنقول للحلقة الاضعف مع السلامة
مع انه حرفنا خجولة ومش لابسة حرير عرس برا طرحة
حياتنا بتميل الصهيونية اللي تنزل فينا وسخها واحنا عمالنا ننستن ولا حدا بيفتح المي ولا حتى احنا والوسخ بيكتر اكتر واكتر اي لحظة برجع من وين ما اجا بس كل ما يقرب على الافا الفعل بيصير مفعول فيه وبس بينظف القريب عليه بتأمل انه مرة كله يفور برا تشديدا على كلمة كله وهيك الكل بيوقف عجريه وهيك احنا بنوقف الجدار وهيك احنا بنوقف القطار وسكة الحديد بتصير بعيد عن الدار وبرضو بنوقف
خجولة ومش لابسة حرير عرس برا طرحة تانية دورها للتجميل الزمن سبقها نسيها أملها التفريق صار أسير الغير رح يكسر قفص وأخيرته يحلق ويطير مع إنه حرفنا خجولة ومش لابسة حرير عرس برا طرحة تانية دورها للتجميل الزمن سبقها نسيها أملها
A bit of revolutionary rap from Palestinian hip-hop group Dam featuring Abir al-Zinati. It's a song called Born Here, about living near the wall that divides Israel from Palestine. And it's one of the tracks on a new release from World Music Network called The Rough Guide to Arabic Revolution, out next month. Moving swiftly over to Greece now, here's Kompania, a five-piece rebetiko group with Asmin Tsimerone Pote, a song from their live album, followed by a tune from that Italian genius, Vinicio Capossela, and his album Rebetiko Gymnastas.
είμαστε μαζί. Γιατί μέσα στο σκοτάδι
tengo la vita mi chiama, abbandonato, perché non tengo la vita mi chiama, abbandonato, se a me gusta di perderla e gettarla per terra, se a me gusta di perderla è perché so ritrovarla. A seguirla, trovarla a volte, se mi inganno a cercarla nelle strade morte, andare, andare in cammino senza che niente più mi trattenga, andare, andare il cammino non mi trattenga. Chiedo silenzio più ora, ora non ho che pensar. Non chiedo silenzio più ora, ora non ho che pensar. Tenevo un tempo ma ora non penso più. Tenevo un tempo ma
non chiedo silenzio più, ora ora non ho che pensare. Non chiedo silenzio più, ora non ho che pensare. Tenevo un tempo ma ora non penso più. Tenevo un tempo ma ora non chiedo più. A questa mia vita rea che nessuno mi può portare.
Abbandonato from Vinicio Capossela in his new album Rebetiko Gymnastas, where he gives some of his own tunes the Rebetiko treatment. Vinicio is playing at Coco's in North London in April, and if you haven't seen him before, you must. He's a great musician and performer, and it should be a truly memorable experience. Just a few more songs now before it's time to go, and given the late hour, I thought a bit of Bulgarian a cappella from Perunica Trio, followed by a canción from Cuban duo Ana Cristina Pozo and Omar Perez. Here's Perunica Trio with Farewell Mama.
Maldigo el reino del tiempo de esperar, el que me lleva la vida en su momento y me marchita una rosa
y cala mis sentimientos. Con fuerza miro negro de sus entrañas, tratando de atravesar la lleno de besos y repartirme en canciones, cual bello verso, cual bello verso. Quiero formar la armonía de un poema y devolver la sonrisa de las flores, déjame que te lleve en lo profundo de mi guitarra ragada y te acaricie los sueños, es cuanto queda de todo, es lo que no ha muerto.
Ana Cristina Pozzo and Omar Perez with a song called Déjame que te lleve. It's on Latin Noir out on Piranha. Now, next week, my guests in the studio are Ander Union. I guess you could call them music miners. For the last 10 years, they've been digging through the various traditions of Inner and Outer Mongolia, finding old songs and reviving the ancient language. Modern traditionalists, if you like, and I think you will like. So join me if you can next Friday at the same time. Till then, I leave you with Ander Union and Altargana, a song about a hardy prairie flower.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, opening with a recent concert from the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra and conductor Joseph Swenson. Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto is to come, as is Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, and the overture is by the Dane Carl Nielsen, the happy outcome of a holiday he spent with his wife in Greece in 1903, Athens to be precise, where Nielsen had a room overlooking the Aegean. He named the overture after the Greek god of the sun, Helios. The piece evoking, as Nielsen put it himself, silence and darkness, then the sun rises with a joyous song of praise, traces its golden arc, and finally sinks peacefully back into the sea.